And I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Following a Nashville judge's decision to dismiss criminal charges against Kilmer Abrego Garcia, he's now asking for protection against deportation to a country where he has no relationship. The Trump administration wrongly deported the man to El Salvador despite judicial protection. They were forced to bring him back and promptly charged him with human smuggling charges based on a years-old traffic stop in Tennessee. But last week, a federal judge dismissed the charges, calling them selective and vindictive. The Tennessee Lookout reports Abrego Garcia is now asking a Maryland judge to bar immigration officials from deporting him anywhere other than Costa Rica. That nation has agreed to give him refugee status. Caroline Carter first heard fellow Nashville musician Soccer Mommy's song, Your Dog, and was so struck by the metaphor that she used it as the central idea to her new EP titled Fetch.
I find it very smart and also vulnerable when someone uses a metaphor like that to be like, I feel like something's so helpless for you. It does feel like a dog on a leash.
That's a bit from her song, Watchdog. Caroline Carter will be playing an album release show at the Blue Room tonight, and you can hear more about how she turned childhood etiquette classes into noisy empathy on her new EP in music and culture reporter Justin Barney's feature. That's on WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines. You might want to check out the powdered beverages in your pantry. They could contain salmonella. The Food and Drug Administration has pulled milk powder sold under the brands Angel Specialty Products, Boba Thyme, Royal Code, and Denda after testing positive for salmonella during a routine check. The products are powdered mixes for tea and coffee drinks like matchas, caramel lattes, and milk teas. The products were distributed in several states, including Tennessee. Customers can receive a full refund if they return the products. The supplier, California Dairies, also recently recalled potato chips, popcorn seasonings, and croutons. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.